I live in a 3D printed home, and today I'm going to show you what the inside and the outside look like, as well as answer your frequently asked questions.
All right, first things first, what does the outside look like? Well, this is what the outside looks like. The layers are consistent throughout the entire home, inside and outside, and the roof is actually made out of metal. And don't worry, guys, this isn't the actual front of my home. I'm actually showing you the model home. But how would you clean the walls? Well, I know a lot of y'all are worried about dust collecting in the ridges. As of right now, we haven't had an issue with it, but trust me, that was the first question I asked. So using a vacuum would probably be the most effective. Can you hang stuff on the walls? Yes, of course we can hang stuff on the walls. As you can see here, there's things on the walls all over the place. And essentially, we would just need a concrete drill bit as well as concrete screws and nails, and you're all set. Aren't you worried about storms, tornadoes, or hurricanes? We are not worried about any natural disaster coming to ruin our home or lift it up in the sky or blow our roof off. Because this home is very, very structured, and trust me, it's not going anywhere. Do the rooms echo? Yes, I do admit we do have an echo problem. However, as we continue to live in this home and continue to furnish it, I believe it will damp out the sound and make it less echoey. Can you paint the walls? Yes, absolutely, we can paint the walls, and the most effective and efficient way to paint the walls would probably be using an airbrush paint gun of the sort. But yes, we are able to paint them any color we desire. Are the walls insulated? Yes, they are insulated with a specific material that kind of reminds me of a mix between a feather and styrofoam, and they do that once the printing process is all finished. Can you make the walls flat? If we wanted to make the walls flat, we would be able to do so by using plaster or sanding it down or anything of the sort, but I believe that the texture of the walls as well as the layers add to the character of the home, so we love the layers. What is the difference between a regular home and a 3D home? For us, other than the fact that this house is so cool, we couldn't believe how affordable it was. We mainly got a really good interest rate on this home versus other homes in this same price range had a much higher interest rate. And at the end of the day, your monthly payment is what affects your daily life. And this was just the best option for us. It was the best decision all around. Thank you all so much for your questions. I know I didn't get to answer everybody's, but if you have any other questions, leave them in the comments and I'll do another part 2.